There are several bills that environmentalists would like passed, rules limiting mercury pollution, for instance, and there are bills they don't want to advance, like legislative oversight of the Stewardship Land Program. Mercury limits are being challenged by some Republican lawmakers. Stewardship changes have been approved by one chamber. But environmentalists say the most important bill to their cause is about limiting money in political campaigns. The League of Conservation Voters has issued its yearly report on lawmakers' environmental voting record, and the chair of the league's board, George Meyer, says lawmakers' scores were lower this year than in the past. He blames the influence of special interest contributions to legislative campaigns.
If you look at the history of the bad conservation bills that passed, they've been very one-sided. And legislators listen to the public. They listen to those that are funding them, and in fact, those are often the people that are drafting the bill. So the best thing that could be done for conservation in the remaining days, the legislature is passing a strong campaign finance reform bill.
Governor Doyle has urged limits on issue ads. There's also a more comprehensive campaign reform sponsored by Senators John Erpenbach and Mike Ellis. That bill's still in committee and has not been scheduled for a vote yet. Pressure on lawmakers has increased ever since a ruling on the Feingold-McCain bill upheld several key reform provisions. A spokesperson for Ellis says the senator is cautiously optimistic something can be agreed upon yet this session. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.